Attorney General William Barr was grilled today by Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee about a newly disclosed letter from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller sent his letter to the Attorney General 3 days after Barr concluded that Mueller's investigation found no criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians and no evidence of obstruction of justice. Mueller's letter said Barr's public comments did not fully capture the context or the substance of his investigation. And that's why earlier today, Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy said that Barr's previous Senate testimony was misleading.
Why did you say you were not aware of concerns when weeks before your testimony, Mr. Mueller had expressed concerns to you? I mean, that's a fairly simple
thing. Well, I answered a question, and the question was relating to unidentified members who were expressing frustration over the accuracy relating to findings. I don't know what that refers to at all.
Let's bring in our political strategist, Alice Stewart, Republican strategist. Hi, Alice.
Hi, great to be here.
And Bill Press, radio host and former head of the California Democratic Party. Hi, Bill.
Hello, hello.
So, first of all, what are you taking away, Bill, from this hearing today? Yet another chance for lawmakers to talk about the Mueller report.
I think given a chance to defend himself and to defend his handling of the report, that Bill Barr has had a disastrous appearance in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I don't think he has any credibility left. He has said things that just don't add up. I mean, he insists yet today, again, that President Trump totally, fully cooperated with the special counsel. And yet we know he refused to testify in public. He tried to get Mueller fired. He told Don McGahn to lie to the New York Times. You can go on and on. The most stunning thing I thought was when Bill Barr, as you just indicated from that conversation with Senator Leahy and others, could not explain why at his last hearing, when he was asked whether Mueller had any differences with his summary of the special counsel report, Bill Barr, who had 5 days earlier received a letter from Robert Mueller saying, hey, you misrepresented me, Bill Barr told the committee at that time, I don't know. And that's an absolute outright lie.
Alice, what's your view on that? Is Mueller's letter proof that Barr was trying to spin the investigation into the president's favor, as Democrats say it is?
The only way we will really know that is when we hear from Mueller himself, because we have two very different versions of what this letter means. First off, I view so far Barr's testimony pretty unflappable. He is unequivocal in his stating that his summary or his report was a bottom line, a summary of the conclusions of the Mueller report. Then we follow that up with Mueller's letter stating that it didn't fully capture the nature and the substance of the special counsel's work. And I fully stand behind what Mueller is saying here. A more full release of this would alleviate a lot of the misunderstandings that have arisen as a result of Barr's comments and his summary and his statements. The question is, and again, where we have conflicting views of this, is that Barr today said repeatedly that the misunderstandings are a result of how the media has portrayed his summary and not his summary. So here again, a lot of this will only be cleared up if we hear exactly from Mueller and we see more of what is in that report to answer this, because Barr is saying, look, I did exactly what I was supposed to do. I was right down the book. This was a bottom line summary. Any misunderstandings? Not on me, it's on the press.
Well, I want to say I agree with Alice on one thing. We should hear, and I think we will hear, from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. But to blame the misunderstanding on the media, I find very humorous. The media was reporting what Barr said in his four-page so-called summary. That's all we had to go with. That's why the media was reporting it, spinning it differently, because Barr was spinning it differently.
And there was no mention of the press in Mueller's letter.
Correct.
Exactly. And that's why we need to hear from him exactly what did he mean by alleviating the misunderstandings that have arisen. And is it because of Barr's letter or is it because of press coverage? And the only one that has the answer to that would be Mueller.
Let's listen to the House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler speaking about Barr this morning, keeping in mind that he wants to hear from Barr tomorrow in that committee. Here he is.
Besides the fact that he clearly misled the American people, he seems to have testified non-truthfully to the Senate and to the House. which raises major questions.
One of the questions, Bill, is whether impeachment proceedings should start not for President Trump, but for William Barr.
Well, I'm not on the impeachment train. I think we've talked about that before. And if I'm not on the impeachment train for the president, I'm not on the impeachment train for the attorney general. But I do think we have to just acknowledge that Bill Barr sees his role more as the personal defense attorney for Donald Trump than to serve all the American people. That's not what we've come to expect in an attorney general, and I think that's regrettable.
I clearly think we'll hear more fireworks as the day goes on. This morning and as of right now, we're in relatively the calm before the storm. But that being said, any Democrat that's running for president or leading in Washington, it's just the wrong road to go if you're talking about impeachment of this president or ordering Barr to step down. We have the report. We have its conclusions. And we've spent 2 years and millions of dollars on this. The American people, when you travel across this country, they have their answer. We have the conclusions right. of this report, and they're concerned. If we're leading into 2020, American people want to hear about jobs and the economy and national security.
I just have to point out that Chairman Lindsey Graham started today, and Chuck Grassley piled on, and John Cornyn piled on and said, we got to go back and investigate Hillary's emails. Talk about moving on. Jesus.
Well, I think the most important outcome of this is what Barr had indicated and others have is hardening our infrastructure with regard to elections and making sure that we secure our voter integrity with regard to not just Russia, but overall integrity of our elections. And that's the one takeaway we should have of this.
I was going to move on to the infrastructure meeting at the White House today, but let's not do that. Let's talk about the elections. Joe Biden, big bounce in the polls this week after he got into the race officially, now leading by double digits over Bernie Sanders. Bill, what do you make of it? Are you surprised that two older white men are atop the polls, and do you expect Biden's bounce to fade away as it often does?
Well, you know, you got to admit, it was an impressive launch. Others had impressive launches too. Elizabeth Warren did, certainly. Bernie Sanders did, but Joe Biden surpassed them all in the amount of money that he raised in his bounce. He got a big bounce from his launch in the polls. He's clearly the front runner now. And here's what I'm hearing. I mean, I think it's going to come down to Bernie and Joe, if you put it that way. Hmm. And what people I hear from Democrats across the country is, you know, we took a wild stab in 2016. We have a lot of exciting candidates, but we need somebody steady and solid and experienced and electable, and that's Joe Biden.
I can just hear some listeners screaming at the radio right now when you say that, Bill, because,
I'm not
because when you say steady and solid and
hear.
Electable, what some people hear is white male, like what we've had in the past. But I do think, and Alice, I want to flip this to you, I do think that Biden has brought to the forefront something which is that Democrats do just want to find somebody who can beat President Trump. And right now, Biden is going right at President Trump, not going after his Democratic opponents. Is President Trump, do you think, most worried about Joe Biden? He had a tweet storm today again, but about because he's really upset that Biden got the endorsement of the firefighters.
Well, anytime you get the ire of this president and you're the subject of a tweet storm, that means unequivocally you are a threat. And going back a few months, the CPAC group had a poll who they thought would be the biggest threat against Donald Trump. And these are strong, mostly younger conservative folks that are a big part of Trump's base. And they overwhelmingly voted that Joe Biden would be a big threat. And I think it's not wrong for the Democrats to look past who is the most popular and most ideologically pure Democrat to win in the primary. They need to look at who is the most ideologically fit to take on a real challenge to Donald Trump in the general election. And I think it is someone like Joe Biden. The AOCs, the far left wing of the Democratic Party, certainly have a stronghold and are making a big impact. But it is not about having a strong primary candidate. You have to have a phenomenal someone that is not just strong on the issues, but is engaging and charismatic and connects with the people. I think Joe Biden does that. I think Mayor Pete Buttigieg does that. And Amy Klobuchar, I think she's strong as well. But they need to look past the primary and look at the big picture.
But was it a good idea for the president during a primary season, this early in the primary season, to make it kind of clear that he's a bit afraid of Joe Biden?
Look, I think we've all agreed that Donald Trump should put down his phone and stop tweeting so much. I mean, I start my radio show at 6 o'clock in the morning. Before 6 o'clock in the morning, I was getting tweets from Donald Trump about Joe Biden. I mean, let it go.
But anyone,
he can't do it.
Yeah, if anyone thinks that Donald Trump is not going to take the bait or swing at every pitch, they're sadly mistaken. And when he sees an opportunity to call somebody Sleepy Joe. You know, I'm ready for the typo for him to call him Sloppy Joe. But anytime he can brand, he is branding. He is trying his best to brand Joe Biden like he has done all the other Republican candidates. But I think he's met his match. Joe Biden's not going to be a wallflower and cower in the corner.
Bill, you need to turn off your phone alerts for Trump tweets before you wake up in the morning. Bill Press, Democrat.
He can't give it up. I can't give it up.
Alistair, Republican strategist. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.